Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Mental Note. Guys, so glad you could join me for another episode of Queen Conversations. This is a special episode. This is Virtuous Beauty, that Proverbs 31:10 woman. Guys, we want to talk about that tonight because what is real beauty? As little girls, we discover beauty in many ways. Being called pretty made us feel more beautiful. We use makeup, hair, lashes, and some people go as far as injections, inserts, and all kind of stuff, guys, to feel more beautiful. But I know we all have heard beauty begins on the inside, right? But you have to make sure that you're putting the right things on the inside for the beauty to come out. So tonight we're going to talk about how we can make sure that we have the good stuff on the inside so that what we give back is all good as well. A lot of times, you know, you get into situations or you're going throughout your daily life and you run into situations and you have to think about the best way to handle that. A lot of times, you know, when we take the time to work on what's going on with us on the inside, it gives us better footing for the things that happen on the outside. Every day you're going to run into a challenge. I mean, that's just without question. It's going to happen. So you have to be prepared, you know, kind of have a sound mind and emotional state. I was just reading an article. As a matter of fact, today I was reading it. It's a real common term right now for people to talk about emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is the capacity to control your emotions, to direct your emotions, to acknowledge them, because a lot of times we don't. We experience things and we have emotions. Everybody has emotions. But a lot of times you don't take the time to acknowledge what it is that you're feeling at any particular time and to even explore that feeling. You know, a lot of times we just want to react off of emotions, and that's just not smart, guys. That's what I've learned anyway, is that it's not a smart thing to do, is to rely on emotions only in situations. You need to really assess the big picture. Look at the whole thing. Why did this happen? You know, what happened before this happened? What seed did I plant in order to get this sort of fruit? Be it good or bad, because a lot of times if you're getting good things, then you want to repeat that. You want that cycle to repeat. But if you don't take an opportunity to, number one, even enjoy when the good stuff happens so that you can replay back in your mind, you know, hopefully you've stored mental notes, right? So you can replay back in your mind, okay, what happened? How did I get here? Because I really like this spot, you know, or I really like this situation. I really like that response that I'm getting. Whatever it is, you know, I really like how this makes me feel on the inside. How can I repeat that, you know, that situation? How can I repeat those occurrences? So, you know, tonight I just want to talk about that. Because a lot of times everything is surface. Everything is, especially when you talk about beauty. Beauty is so surface and superficial nowadays. It's really rare to run into someone that is beautiful on the inside and out. I'm sure a lot of people would agree with me. It is so rare to run into someone like that. And when I say beautiful on the inside and out, meaning that, number one, they're attractive to look at. I mean, be real. They're attractive to look at, right? So, because a lot of times that's the whole, you know, reason a person would even pay any attention to you is because people are surface. So is your outside beauty attractive? So that's the first thing. They're attractive. The second thing is that they're kind, you know? If you meet someone and they're rude to you the very first time you meet them, then that person isn't beautiful on the inside and out, be it a friend, you know, or if you're meeting a guy and he's rude to you the very first time you meet him, I don't care how he looks on the outside, that person is not beautiful on the inside and out. And in this day and time, you should look for, I'm going to tell you what you should look for. You should look for someone who is beautiful on the inside and out. Because if you only look at surface things, just think about how, okay, first of all, let's think about this. Do you want someone only seeing your outside appearance and making a total judgment of who you are? You know, a lot of times you just don't want that. You want to make sure that when a person, and a lot of times you know that, like, you're a really good person and, you know, you have really good things to offer in a friendship, in a relationship. And so you're going to be kind when someone first meets you so that they will take an opportunity to get to know you. Guys, I see that we have Bella calling in right now, so we're going to go ahead and get her on the line. We're going to continue this conversation, virtuous beauty, beauty that starts on the inside, but what are you putting on the inside to make sure that you are getting the beauty that you need, that you are first getting it on the inside so that it will come back out in the form of beautifulness to other people, right? All right, guys, without further ado, I want to welcome my niece to the show. This is Bella. Hey, Bella.
Hey, Auntie.
So glad you could join us tonight, guys. Bella is 16 years old, and she is a princess, no doubt, on her way to being a queen. So we'd love to have her here on Queen Conversations to get her perspective, because what we do here is teach each other. We learn, we talk, we express ourselves in order to grow, because that's what it's about. It's about growing and moving forward and enhancing your life. So tonight we're talking about virtuous beauty, and we are talking about, well, referencing Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. And Bella, I just want you to jump right in and tell us what you think beauty is and how one should possess beauty.
All right. Of course, diving into the topic of virtuous beauty, like she said, coming from Proverbs 31, God puts a certain image in the Bible that explains what true beauty is. When he told us that we were beautifully and wonderfully made, it wasn't about appearance. It wasn't about what we're wearing. It wasn't about how we make ourselves look and what do we do to ourselves. It's something that he put in us. I believe that we were all born beautiful, and as it is in the scripture, we were all born beautiful. And in Proverbs, using that scripture and referencing to it, it explains and describes a beautiful woman broke down into aspects into what makes her beautiful, the characteristics that come with her, her honesty, her love, her children, the loving and respect for her husband and how people love and respect her back. It's beauty in that. Hearing when people talk, or you hear when people sing and they say, oh, that was so beautiful, you're not complimenting, like, as in, okay, great, the way you sing is beautiful. It's using that as that adjective, just like when you call someone beautiful. It's the aspect of it. It's the principle of it. And that's what God is trying to get to us, so we can know that, like you said, Auntie, it's coming from the inside out. And with that scripture, it shows you how to use it from the inside out. And it breaks it down for you. It builds confidence. It shows you that this world has nothing on you. This world will tell you and show you all different things and confuse you and tell you this isn't beautiful or this isn't pretty or this doesn't look good on me or this makes me look this type of way or they won't accept me or they won't talk to me or I can't get this type of guy due to what someone else thinks of me. On that view, and when you read Proverbs 31, it doesn't tell you about how people is looking upon you. They're not looking at the image of you. They're looking through you. And as a daughter of God, is how I look at it. We are all princesses under Him, and I look at it as we're supposed to be representing what He put in us.
That's right.
And what He put in us is His light. We're supposed to show His love. We're supposed to be aiming to be like Him. God is perfect. We'll never be perfect, but our aim for our whole life is to aim towards Him. And is it Corinthians when it talks about love? 1 Corinthians 13 and 13 is talking about love all the way to the end, breaking it down and explaining it and giving you details and being very descriptive, and it lets you know what true love is. It's not
yeah.
how a person lives. It's not the little things that they do or what people think about them. It's the aspect where their heart comes from, and I think that the world is kind of lost these days, especially in the young generation. And in my age group, I'm only 16 years old in high school, and I'm around teenagers and people, my peers, and hearing them talk and talk about each other and that word bullying, which is something that still exists, and it's meant self-esteem. And that's what people get to the point where they're talking about how the image of you is. The way I look at it is I'm not representing me. I'm representing God through me. When people look at
Amen.
Me, when my peers look at me, I want to be walking in the light of God. When people compliment me and say this, that, and the other, it's because of God. I smile because it's real, because it's true, because His word is true through me. I wouldn't have anything that I have now. I wouldn't know anything that I'm saying now if it wasn't for Him. If it wasn't for that book that was written by all the people in that Bible, then I wouldn't know any of this. And I get so excited. I'm out of breath right now. I'm very excited to talk about God. I know.
It blesses me every time that I hear you speak and that I hear you speak in such a way that it's just such a blessing from God. It's just such a blessing from God. And it's humbling. It's humbling because, you know, we're from the same family and, you know, a lot of our experiences parallel. And,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
I've always told that. And so, you know, it's wonderful to see that it doesn't matter where you come from, what you've been through. If you have the love of Christ in you and if you are knowing that you understand the Bible, if you understand what the Word says and you're trying to gauge your life by what the Word says, then you are going to have the right disposition on beauty. You're not going to be out there trying to make up the hair, the lashes, and all that. Now, it's fine to do all of those things for yourself if that makes you feel good and, you know, it enhances who you already are on the inside and people receive you to be, you know? Because if you're not giving beauty out from the inside, then it doesn't matter how many lashes or hair you have on, how long your hair is or, you know, whatever the situation, it's still going to be the same outcome, which is, you know, vanity, which is a sin, which is only going to lead to death. Because if you are so vain that you believe that that's all it takes in this world and beyond is to look good on the outside, then that's only going to lead to destruction.
Yes, ma'am.
There's nowhere else for that to lead. So, you know, I think it's so important that we're talking about this topic tonight.
There was
because
another thing I wanted to
even on the internet. Yeah, I'm sorry, sweetie. Even on the internet. You know, and I want to talk a little bit about that. Even on the internet, you see different, I guess, you would just call it different pictures of what people consider beauty. And some of the stuff that you see is just out, you know, it's just, it's too much. It's too much to get a like to be called beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, what, I mean, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about some of the posts and things that you see on social media as it relates to beauty?
It gives girls, it gives us a deceptive reading of what beauty is, and showing off our body, talking about, oh, this is what people like, this gets me attention, this gets people's eyes on me, so this is what I'm going to give. And it's taking away the purity in beauty. Beauty doesn't have to be made. It doesn't have to be something that's bought or made or built. We were born beautiful. We were already wonderfully made. Everything on us naturally is already beauty. It's beauty is not something you can buy. Like, I thought of something the other day that I thought was pretty funny to me, and it was like, you know, you hear about the beauty supply stores, and that's what they call them, and it's all right, because I love the beauty supply store, don't get me wrong, I'm in there every week. It's just, when I thought about it, coming to this topic of virtuous beauty, it made me think of, with the beauty supply store is called Beauty Supply, but when it comes down to it, I was thinking about what I just said. Beautiful cannot be made. Yeah, we get stuff to enhance this, or maybe this looks good on us. And you're right, things do pop out. Try something different, doing this, that, and the other. You know, just living life and experiencing different things. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's what brought it to my attention is that when I was thinking about it, I was thinking about the reasons that compare to me. What do I do this for? What do I stand for? If somebody asks me, how do I do this or why do I do this, what am I going to say to them? And my answer is that I do it for fun. I do it because it's something that I want to do. It's not something I believe that I need. I don't believe that I'm in need of nothing, and that's something that I get out of the Bible. That is something that he tells us. That is something that I really push on every day of my life. Do not worry. I don't have to want. The shepherd is, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. There's nothing that I should be looking for. You know what I'm saying? I see. So,
absolutely.
That's exactly what came to my mind. And I know it's kind of far-fetched, you know, coming from a beauty supply store, and all of a sudden you start thinking about phones, you know. But that's the kind of things that's in my mind. And that's what makes me who I am and makes me as open as I am. And that's something that I believe expresses beauty, being who you are and expressing who you are naturally, being thankful for what God gave you and showing that to the world. And the depicted view of how women are showed all over the internet, it's just to confuse us. It's not something that we need to look up to.
Yeah.
That's the intention. That's the wicked side. I'm not saying that these are wicked women. I'm saying this is the wicked side of what looks good but isn't. Everything that glitters ain't gold. Just because she up there in that bikini doesn't mean you have to be the girl in the bikini in order to be famous, or in order to get money, or in order to do this. The love of money is the root of all evil. And he is, and he's a very good one. He is a very, very good one. The devil will walk up to you in a brand new suit. I'm telling you, if you don't look out, you won't know it. You won't know it. So you got to look out for these guys. That's right. That's his game, is to look good. It is to trick you. It is to kill and destroy. So you have to pay attention to these signs. And when you think about it, and you think about yourself and how beautiful you are, and when you get up in the morning and you look in that mirror, just tell God, thank you. This is something that I tell myself every day. I just tell
myself, Lord.
Whether it's praying, whether it's walking down the hallway, whether it's I'm just thinking, whether I'm listening to a song, whether I'm riding in a car and you had a moment where you're just looking out the window.
But sweetheart,
and I was
let me tell you. What you expressing, sweetheart, is, you know, you are living a very blessed life. And I'm not saying that you're living a life that is default of issues and problems. But what I'm saying is, because you acknowledge Jesus in your life, then you can understand what true beauty is. And so that's
right.
why every morning you're grateful, because a lot of times what steals beauty is people not being grateful. So
right,
just like
right.
what you were saying, be happy for how you look and what you have and, you know, what God gave you, and don't be so quick to think that you have to follow the masses in
mm-hmm.
order to be beautiful, because that is just a lie from the pit of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just with you on that whole thought, which is be grateful, be content, because that is what has blessed my life, is learning how to not want to keep up with the Joneses, as they say. You know,
mm-hmm.
I am so grateful for everything that God has done in my life, because I know, not only do I know that I'm undeserving, but two, I understand that there are so many people that are not acknowledging Christ, so their life is not near, you know, as peaceful or, you know, as content as
right.
my own. And
right.
until they acknowledge Christ, then it's not happening. You know, you're not
mm-hmm.
going to get to the true beauty. You're not going to get to what is real beauty until you acknowledge Christ in your life. So,
that's right. Auntie, I wanted to leave one. Mhm. I wanted to leave one thing of Proverbs 31.
Yes.
From what we just talked about, and that's beautiful, Auntie. I love how we got that broke down right there. So God is really jumping inside of me right now. I don't know how to act. I'm over here like sitting on the floor, just jumping up down on the floor. So
I'm over here. Scripture. Come on.
All right. I'm sorry. I get excited. I'm all right. Okay. Okay. I wanted to say being a Proverbs 31 woman is not about being perfect. It's about living life with purpose, diligence, forgiveness, and repentance. And that's something that I wanted to leave on everybody's heart for the night and for the week, and make it a goal to look back at that and break it down so you can understand it and understand it's not about being perfect. It's about bringing that beautiful out so that you can see it, so you can see God working through you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I thank God for you, sweetheart. I'm so glad you called into the show tonight. Guys, we're going to get ready to wrap this up, but just keep in mind that As this queen conversation comes to an end, that virtuous beauty is from the inside out, you know, and I just wish that for everybody, because, you know, that's what the Lord intended. And so I just, you know, I ask that you think about it, you know, share it as a mental note, and we'll meet you back here really soon. So remember, in all things, peace and love. Until I speak with you again, I'm out. Say bye, Bella.